These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear meditators, dear friends, welcome back to the challenge. Today is day 95, 5 days to go on a 100 days guided meditation for transcendence challenge. 100 days, 95 days, this is really awesome. So congratulate yourself, celebrate yourself. I would like to celebrate you also. I have this little coupon that I've been telling you about for the last 95 days. So if you've been doing 95 days of meditation, you've heard my promotion, 95 days. So thank you so much for your patience. But it's important because I've put my heart and my best work into this course. It is a course titled Transcendence and Meditation, a Superpower for the Mind, Body and Soul. It's a deep dive into transcendence to meditation with different techniques, different approaches, different strategies, different theories and philosophies, and it's a course that I'm going to constantly update. So have a look if you're interested, 50% discount during the challenge. You can find everything that you need concerning this in the description below or in the show notes of the podcast. And also if you're one of the first 100 people to join, and yes, there are still places free, spots free. If you're one of the first 100 to join, you'll get a free one-on-one session with myself on Zoom. This is a perfect way to connect on a more personal level. Okay, so let's start in today's meditation, making sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the meditation. Please listen to the meditation from the beginning right until the end. After we finish the meditation, once we have this calmness, this stillness, this serenity, I will give you a prompt for contemplation, for reflection, and you'll be asked to reflect on it in different perspectives, with different angles, different degrees of interpretation. And I know that for a lot of you guys, it's been the highlight of the meditation. So do stay till the end. And that means that you'll require a 4 or 5 minutes buffer at the end of the meditation. So prepare this so that you don't have to jump right to your next to-do list item. You want to maybe stay for a few extra minutes at the end also to journal about it and to communicate. I've opened the channel of communication in the comment section below. We tell each other how we resonate with these passages and we engage in a conversation as a community. Okay, so 25-30 minutes, sit nice and straight. You can sit on a chair, you can sit on the pillow, you can sit on the floor, doesn't matter, as long as you're able to meditate sitting with a good posture, sitting nice and tall, nice and straight. And we start by dedicating this session to someone. It can be anybody that you choose. The way we do this, the way we connect, we close our eyes, put our hands to our heart, nice deep breath in through the nose, and on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you'll follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate. And don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts. And certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Move your focus gently to the sensations in your body. Stay seated. If you feel ready, take a nice deep breath. Open your eyes. Take your time to get reacquainted to the space you're in. Don't move. I would like to read a passage from the Tao Te Ching. I would like you to reflect on this, to contemplate on it, and to let me know in the description, in the comment section below, on how this resonates with you. And as always, I would like you to, of course, you take your first perspective, but then to dig into different perspectives, to different angles, to different degrees of interpretation to this passage, so that we work together to expand our visions, our worlds. So Lao Tzu, he says, "Do you want to improve the world? I don't think it can be done. The world is sacred, it can't be improved. If you tamper with it, you'll ruin it. If you treat it like an object, you'll lose it. There's a time for being ahead, a time for being behind, a time for being in motion, a time for being at rest, a time for being vigorous, a time for being exhausted, a time for being safe, a time for being in danger. The master sees things as they are, without trying to control them. She lets them go their own way, and resides at the center of the circle." In our language, in our vocabulary, we have such oppositions from us to nature, us against nature, conquering nature, battling nature. We take too much importance in our ego and in the conflict between our ego and other egos. We need to dig deeper into consciousness, into pure consciousness, to realize that this is what links us all. So reflect on this, contemplate on that. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you, I see you, I feel you, I feel we're connected through this big chunk of meditations we've been doing together. If you've enjoyed this meditation, do hit the like button. It helps the YouTube algorithm so that more meditators can find us and reflect with us and be part of our little community here. If you've not done so already, subscribe to the channel, check the links for the course, for ways of reaching out, and so on and so on and so on. You know the drill. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.